This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-life activists are being stirred into engaging the abortion issue by social media videos presented by a state legislator who bullied others over their vigil outside an abortion clinic. Civic demonstrations outside abortion clinics are scheduled this Friday across the country. Thousands are calling for the legislator to resign. One Catholic prelate describes Brian Sims' behavior as conduct unbecoming an elected official. A third abortion-friendly governor has vetoed a measure to stop abortion-related infanticide. SBA List Marjorie Dannenfelser says they will advertise Montana Governor Steve Bullock's embrace of abortion extremism in the next election. House leadership again rejected a vote to curb infanticide after failed abortions. Commentators at Life News say the repeated refusals amount to another embrace of abortion-related infanticide. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. A reprieve from assisted suicide by lethal injection came Thursday in Oregon. Early death advocates tout Oregon as a poster child for its current assisted suicide law, and they opposed adding lethal injections, common in Canada. Lois Anderson of Oregon Right to Life says that lethal injection may have been too hard to promote in other parts of the country. Canadians marched for life in Ottawa and other cities like Victoria, B.C. Thursday. Canada has no law to restrict abortion and has few limits on medical aid in dying. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.